And now we've got Kimberly in College Station, Texas, with a leaky roof. Tell us what's going on.
We bought this house several years ago, and we had an inspection of the house, and we didn't know that we had a problem with a roof leak. The inspectors didn't catch it because the people who owned the house first put some plastic over the leaking areas, so when it rained, it held water. And we didn't know that until like 4 or 5 months afterwards, after we bought the house. And then our insurance wouldn't cover anything. And we've got more leaks now because the house is getting older. And so instead of replacing the entire roof, we're looking for some suggestions on some kind of a seal. And we don't even know, you know, there's all these things out there. We don't know what would be the best, if there's anything available, or what we should do.
Okay, so you say that they covered this with plastic and your home inspector never noticed that it was covered with plastic? I mean, duh.
No, and it's on the up in the inside of the house. And also they painted the ceiling. They had a 5-gallon can of white ceiling paint in our garage, which so they kept it covered all the time, which nobody caught that. Yeah, I didn't think anything about it.
Was this roof accessible, the area that was covered with plastic?
Yes. And he walked around up there in it, and I guess it hadn't rained in a while, so those little sealed areas weren't full of water at the time.
Let me ask you this. Is this a sloped roof or a flat roof?
Slope.
And has it ever been covered with tar or anything like that?
No.
So the metal is still fresh in the sense that it's never been tarred over?
No, it's not tarred.
Well, have you had a roofer look at it?
We have. We've had several. And, I mean, one told us that it would cost us like $6,000 or $7,000 to put a seal on it. And now there's some of those things out there, you know, at the home improvement stores. We just
know
if...
Let me make this real easy for you. You don't seal a metal roof. You repair a metal roof. Metal roofs can last 100 years. So if any roofer is trying to sell you something in a can that he's going to seal the roof with, that is a disaster waiting to happen for a lot of reasons. First of all, it's not the right way to fix it. Secondly, it actually does more harm than good, and here's why. Because when you seal a roof with tar, a metal roof with tar, water still gets in, it gets under the tar, and then it quickly rusts the roof away. If you have a roof that is cracked or has rusted out in a piece of area, then you repair those. You don't tar over them like you might, say, an asphalt roof. So that's what you need to do, is to find a roofer who is a craftsman. And I realize that that's easier said than done. But if you find a roofer that's a craftsman that really has experience with metal roofs and doesn't just know how to tear one off, that doesn't count as experience with a metal roof, which unfortunately many will just like say, oh, we'll tear it off and do something else. No, if you find somebody that really knows metal roofs, then that should be completely repairable. And I would not encourage you to put any kind of sealant on it, but to figure out where it's leaking and why it's leaking and fix it. You got to dig into it further, Kim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.